Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Kaku, Petey Markney, those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. It's a joy and a pleasure to be with you once again. Welcome to Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon, and it's always a joy and a pleasure to be with you. I'm always excited to talk to somebody from within the Ministry of Finance. Today we will be speaking with some tax officers about what's happening within the Ministry of Finance. We have Karine Maureen Alexander, and we have Farron Penny. They both were here. They're no stranger to Inside Finance, and they'll be talking to us about what exactly is going on in there. Welcome to Inside Finance once again.
Thank you, Pastor Simon.
Yes, Pastor Simon.
So it's good that you can be with us, and I do hope that we have a great time of discussion here once again. Penny, how are you doing, though?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine.
How long you been within the Ministry of Finance or the department
where you are? I've been in finance 8 years now.
8 years now.
Yeah, I began with the VAT.
With the okay. And Karine, you've been there how long?
Just about 2 years.
Just about 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. So y'all are in the thing, man. Already in the thing. All right. So taxes are always an issue for everybody, and one way or another, whether you're rich or poor, you're always figuring out how you not pay tax. And if you pay tax, you want to pay as little as possible. Now, the Prime Minister announced a few measures in 2017 budget. Are any of these measures currently in effect? What are in effect the measures that he has announced then? What are we looking at present?
Okay, well, definitely these measures are currently in effect. We have presently ongoing the filing amnesty, the annual stamp tax filing amnesty, and as well as the registration amnesty that ran from January to March. Also in effect, we have the reduction of the personal income tax rate from 15% to 10%, and the removal of pension, which took effect from January of this year.
When you say the removal of tax from pension?
Yes.
Okay, so persons who are on pension no longer pay tax,
no.
Oh, that's good. At least they get a little more money.
In their hand.
What was the challenge? Were there any challenge in implementing that part of the Prime Minister's projections?
Well, I don't think so. Although we would not have that kind of information, but I don't think so.
Okay, there wasn't. Basically, because you deal with what come in terms of if you pay or not.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Now, Mr. Penny, explain the AST and
amnesty.
Amnesty that we are looking at.
Yeah, well, the AST amnesty gives taxpayers an opportunity to file the annual stamp tax returns for the periods 2013, 2014, and 2015 without having to pay any filing penalties. Mm. Filing penalties due on returns filed to date will have at least $2,000 in penalties, and that is liable to increase by $100 every month.
Explain that again.
All right.
To us.
For example, today is, well, it's not a working day, but if you were to file your return,
let's say on Wednesday,
you will have to pay $2,000, at least $2,000.
Why?
Because that's filing penalties. You are late. For example, if you're filing your 2013 or 2014 or 2015, since May 1st, 2016, the Tax Administration Act came into effect.
Mm.
And the penalty regime was changed.
Mm.
Late filing penalties for all tax types were made $500 at least, or 5% of the amount you're owing.
Mm.
And a further 1% is charged every month that return is not filed, or $100. So it's either $100 or 1% is charged each month that you did not file that return.
All right. So the tax return is what? Explain what a tax return is.
That that paper, that document that mm-hmm. you receive from the Inland Revenue,
mm-hmm.
whether it's AST, VAT, CIT, we provide a return.
Mm-hmm.
And dropping that return in on time is actually filing that return.
Right, and that need to happen between what months?
For the AST, you have 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You have 90 days. 90 days.
90 days from when?
From the end of your financial
year.
Yeah, which is January to December. So you file that by March 31st.
Okay. Right. And then the government did give an amnesty extended to when?
The amnesty, is for filing. Those people that did not do so, did not file their returns on time.
Mm.
They get an opportunity now to file a return without having to pay any penalties.
All right. And that is until
filing
when?
Filing penalties.
And that is until when?
That is
the
until
end of this month.
That is until August 31st.
Right. To file your amnesty. Not to
it
file.
Started. It started June 1st.
Right.
And it ends August 31st.
It's okay. Your annual stamp tax filing.
That's filing.
You get a waiver on your filing penalties.
Right, on your penalty. If there is any penalties.
No, there must be penalties must because be. You did
yes.
not file.
You did not file.
So, wow. So, if you did not file.
If you did not file.
There is penalties.
There, yes.
Exactly.
And you would not have to pay the penalties if you file before the end of August.
Yes.
Exactly.
All right. So, that's very clear. Folks, you heard all those persons who did not file the tax return.
Tax return.
Right. They need to file before the end of this month.
Exactly.
That they will not have penalties if they file. If they do not file and they come on September 1st, there will be penalties.
To pay all the penalties.
All the penalties, which amounts to
something like maybe $2,100, like $2,100 by September.
Well,
and if you have it
by September 2nd.
By September 2nd, and
yes.
And you were saying, Karen.
Yeah, if you haven't filed for those 3 years, then as Penny said, you would have to pay that amount. Yes.
Right.
At least, and that is at least.
Yeah, at least. It could be more.
It could be more.
Yes. But at least. But you need to, if you file, then you would be waiver all the penalties.
Exactly.
All right. So, folks, please go check to see if you file. Now, and that ends the end of
August. It
of
started
August.
On June 1st. It started on June 1st, and it ends. It is run through a 3-month period.
Right.
Yes, so June, July, August.
And August.
August now, so you just only have a few days
right.
to
and,
do so.
And the government did that because they realized a lot of persons have not filed.
Exactly.
Yes.
The other question, just quickly, what salary bracket or income bracket you have to be in to have to file?
No, once you are a business person registered with the Inland Revenue,
once you own a business?
Once you own a business,
mm-hmm.
yes, you have to pay stamp tax.
Yes.
Okay, so you stamp taxes.
Yes, there is an exemption, but filing does not take into account the fact of how much you make.
Right. You have to pay stamp tax. Stamp tax is a fixed amount?
The stamp tax, there's a fixed exemption of $36,000.
Right. Once you make above $36,000,
you
yes,
will have, to,
have
pay.
To pay.
You will have to pay.
Yeah.
How much is depend on how much your income is above 36,000?
Stamp tax is based on gross sales.
Gross sales.
Gross sales.
Okay.
So you will pay below $300,000, you will pay 0.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Above $300,000, you'll pay 0.75% of your gross receipts.
Receipts.
With
okay.
the exemption of that 36.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, and you said that period that the stamp tax covers was from June to end of August. So you have June, July, and August. For which these 3 months in terms of that was, and person do not have long to be able to make that happen.
No, it's just only a few days. Really.
Just really a few days.
Left.
Really.
A few days left.
And for the first question, I didn't complete that.
That has to do with the Prime Minister
yes.
giving some of the things that he did announce in the budget.
Yes.
All right. So you're going back to that question.
The rates for AST will, that's annual stamp tax.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a change. Effective 2018.
Mm.
Yes, so based on the call from the business community for relief on the rates, the Prime Minister has
reduced the rate.
Yes, reduced the rate.
Persons owning over $300,000, they will now pay
0.75%.
0.7%.
Yes, because it's now 0.75%.
Oh, it is now 0.75.
As I said before, 0.75%.
Right.
And it will be reduced to 0.7%.
It means that for the business community, they get a relief of 5%.
Yeah.
Or 0.5%. All right.
0.05%.
Yes.
Exactly.
All right. So the business community have gotten the relief that they asked for. The Prime Minister had given a little bit of a relief.
Yes.
And that in turn has helped. I'm sure more persons have come forward during the space of the time.
Yes. So when you file come March 2018,
mm-hmm.
then this will be effective.
The applicable rate.
Yes, the applicable rate will be 0.7%.
0.7%.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good way to approach it.
Yes.
Just everybody kind of getting a little piece.
Yes.
All right. Now, what are the consequences for not taking advantage of the amnesty? Talk to me about that, because that's a critical one.
All right. If you don't take advantage of the amnesty, then upon filing your returns for 2013, 14, and 15, you will be penalized by having to pay the filing penalties for those years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And no waiver will be granted for those periods.
Yeah, so you all can't right. come and ask for it.
Because
amnesty, we've given you that opportunity between that 3-month span
right,
from June
span.
Exactly.
To August. So if you want a waiver after that, you wouldn't be able to get it.
And which is only fair.
And what persons have to understand is that your penalties form becomes part of your total among due. So it becomes a part of your total tax due.
And that's for all businesses?
That's for all businesses.
All businesses pay. It's expected to be SD.
Right. So you have, let's see here, for 3 years. So you have 2013, 14. 15.
Exactly.
Right. With that in mind, if you have those 3 months, are you
3 years.
3 years. You're paying penalties on those 3 years.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Which is 2,000 each?
Right now it's 2,000 each. At least 2,000
each. At least 2,000 each. So you're talking $6,000 you would have to pay.
Exactly.
And you're saying you'd be free of that $6,000 if you come and you file before the end
of August.
If you do not file before the end of August and come in September, you'll have to pay the penalties. Well, that's only fair. And I do hope the business community and the business persons are listening to what you're
saying. Another thing is, the Inland Revenue have the right to a best of judgment. So even though you don't file, we can do a best of judgment, which is an assessment done on you for a particular tax period. So we assess you then and give you a charge.
Okay, for that period.
For that period.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, which then, at least if you come and you say, they can come and assess and say, okay, this is what we believe that you should pay.
Exactly.
And then give you a bill.
Exactly.
And therefore you have to pay.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that is quite, let me not touch that. Now, Karine, do we have any current tax debt deadlines coming up?
Yes, on a monthly basis, we have the tax deadlines like the VAT and so forth. As we pointed out earlier, that the AST filing amnesty deadline is this month, the end of August, August 31st. VAT is always on the 20th of the month. Income tax returns due for businesses with fiscal year ending 31st of May 2017, the 29th of this month. Property tax 2017 property tax, the deadline is the 29th of August, the 29th of this month. So if you have not paid yet your 2017 property tax, it's your opportunity now to come and pay. Otherwise, you know, the penalties and the interest will step in. You don't want to pay that. Avoid paying the penalties and the interest. Income tax and annual stamp tax installments for businesses are due and payable on the 31st of this month, but on every month.
Every month.
Yes.
So just repeat that for me, because at least for folks who just may missed it.
Okay, so the 20th of August, VAT, value-added tax and excise tax return is due and payable. The 29th, income tax returns due for businesses with fiscal year ending 31st May 2017. The 29th of August, property tax payment deadline for your 2017 account. 31st of August, income tax and annual stamp tax installments for businesses are due and payable.
Okay, great.
So we're encouraging people to pay on time and avoid paying the penalty, which is...
No, I would think that the government is trying, and your department is trying to help persons, one, to save money, secondly, to ensure that you pay your taxes, so government benefit from the money coming in, and they benefit not having to pay as much.
Yeah.
And I guess the reason why you give the amnesty, because you're trying to get people to come forward and to pay their taxes, or to make an arrangement to pay their taxes.
We're just trying to encourage compliance.
And encourage compliance
and
as well.
And encourage compliance. Yes. How generally though, that you have gotten out of all of this outcome of the amnesty, has people responded to it? Has the business community responded positively to it?
Yes, we have some people coming in. It's maybe not as brisk as we would like
anticipated.
It. Yeah, as we have anticipated.
Exactly, because people normally like the last.
Yes, on the moment. Last day or
so this
few
week,
days.
This week coming, yes. We may have a rush.
Yeah, exactly. We may have a rush, exactly. And we were trying to avoid the rush, but as you know, Grenadians, how we like to do business on the last moment. But I'm encouraging the businesses out there to come in. If you have not filed for the years that are in question, 2013, 2014, 2015, come in and take advantage of the amnesty. It's maybe not much for you. You may think that maybe it's not much, but it's at least a start. It's a way of relief for you when you get the waiver for the penalties. Maybe you just have to check on the interest. Yeah. Imagine if you didn't get anything. So,
next thing, the registration amnesty.
Yeah,
Registration amnesty was a success.
Yes,
it was.
Quite a number of persons came forward.
Mm.
I think it's like 600 and something persons.
600 and something. Yes, that's new businesses.
Businesses that were not registered.
Businesses that were not registered. 600.
Yes. So that's businesses knowing in it.
Uh huh.
That were not.
Right.
Yeah. So it was a good venture, having the registration amnesty.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So we had, let me give you the breakdown. We had 82 corporations, 78 partnerships, and 528 individual enterprises registered during that registration amnesty.
Yeah. You all did exceptionally well.
Exactly. Yes. So the people really responded, although we still have a few persons out there that have not come in to register. But it was a good response from the business community.
Just explain that, because there may be persons who are listening, business persons or individual businesses who are listening, mm-hmm. and may not sure what it was. So what amnesty did you give for businesses who wanted to register?
Okay, the amnesty for registration of businesses was a waiver of the penalty for failure to register, because as you know, or as you may not know, that every business in Grenada is expected to register with the Inland Revenue Division after 30 days of commencing your business. You are required to register your business with the Inland Revenue for tax purposes. If you have not done so, then you will be liable to pay a penalty of $2,500 if you don't register within that particular period, which is 30 days after you commence business.
Okay, so all right, and then you were giving amnesty to those persons
who are already in business, and
but haven't registered with Inland Revenue.
Yes.
So now you've had 600 plus businesses now are caught in the net, whereby they would be compliant and government would receive some more revenue.
Yes, so we're encouraging compliance among them right now. We're sending out the registration packages through the mail. So if your mail is not delivered, then you can check your mailbox, the post office, to get your registration package.
Or they can come check the In and Revenue Department.
We're sending them out. So if you have not gotten one, maybe you could inquire.
Inquire.
Yes, as to when you'll get yours or if you're still at the office.
So
and those packages are equipped with everything they need in terms of information and filing. We include the tax returns advisory that they need to file.
Yeah.
So we're encouraging them upon receipt of the packages, do file the returns.
Mm.
So that we can start processing and
So let me ask, so it means then that that's why the government have not seen trouble to pay their salaries all your sporting these days, all you have money and I mean really good. No, but I heard the custom is making excess of their projected amount. Are you doing well because you've had a number of businesses that are
our
coming
compliance
in?
Level is raising. The business community and other taxpayers, they're complying, and we encourage them to continue to do so because the country depends on it.
So would you say that the Inland Revenue and the Grenadian Public have a better relationship now than you had like 10 or 15 years ago?
I would say so. I think we're very much more open to our taxpayers, and they could always come in and you know get advice, and we have a better relationship with them, I must say.
So it's no longer we feel like you're going to close down with business, but now you're trying to help us to make sure that we stay open and make sure that we are compliant.
Yes, yes.
And that relationship. So it's much more a dialogue now than you versus them or them versus you.
We don't want to use the big stick, and we're trying as much as possible not to use the big stick. We try to encourage you as much. We advise, and if you don't comply, then we have no choice than to act.
Yeah, we try as much to encourage voluntary compliance.
Yes.
Right. And that in itself so far has been going well, because if you have gotten over 600 new businesses, I'm sure that others would hear and they will tell their friends.
Exactly.
Yes. So they themselves are coming in and registering.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if they're unclear of anything, they could always call the office.
What's the number?
Or come in. Our numbers are 440-3556. 435-6945-6946.
You need to speak a bit slower.
Yes. The realize that I'm going a little faster.
Yeah. The first note number is?
So main number is 440-3556.
Uh-huh.
You can also try 435-6945 or 6946. These are some of the numbers that you can get.
And is there an email address?
Yes. It's GND. Mm. IRD
GND ND
IRD
IRD
at IRD
at IRD
dot GD
dot GD. So it's GND dot IRD at IRD dot GD.
Yes.
All right. That's the email address, and the phone number is 444-3556 or 435-6945, and you have the third one, 435-6946. GND IRD
at
IRD dot GD.
Yes.
That's it.
All right.
Here we are. That's not bad. All right, folks, thank you for sharing. Really appreciate it. I think it's clearer, even though, and we have just a few days
for
persons.
For filing amnesty.
I always get that word.
Amnesty. Exactly.
I get it. Amnesty. Okay, I get it. Amnesty. All right,
you
that's
have
good.
To sing it.
I have to sing it. Amnesty.
Yes.
All right.
And don't forget the other deadlines that are as VAT and your property tax, your income tax, and annual stamp tax installments. Make sure you pay them on time to avoid penalties and interest.
Y'all did a beautiful job in really explaining. And I think the Grenadian public, I guess, is getting it clearer, and they're responding to it. And thank you all for the great work y'all have been doing. The clarity, and coming and talk to me like this and explaining things in a very gentle, soft way.
All right. And I think the response, I think, is coming out of your gentleness. You have been not using the big stick, as you rightly said, but being able to discuss and talk and try to get people. Because a lot of times people do not even understand what they need to do.
Exactly.
And I think because you've now taken that approach of explaining to persons, I think persons getting a deeper and better appreciation.
Yes.
And it is in your interest to be able to explain to us so we can respond to you.
Exactly.
Of course.
And we appreciate being here.
All right.
We appreciate educating the public and making taxes aware. Tax awareness.
Tax
more
awareness.
More available. Yeah.
Taxpayers
got to
be aware.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they're not aware, then compliance will not be where we want it to be.
Right, brother.
So with awareness, we look forward to increasing compliance.
And that's what has happened in the last year, because gain 600 plus in your amnesty portfolio that you have done, I mean, it's really, really good, and I congratulate you on such a great work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks, you've been listening there to Karine Maureen Alexander. She's a public relations officer, and you have Ferran Penny, who is the supervisor of assessment in the Inland Revenue Department. And they both have been sharing with us some information about what is going on and the amnesty that you need to be able to make yourself available. And you only have a few days, the end of August, that would
only
be
a
it.
Few days.
I want to encourage you to go there and make yourself available to them and talk to them. And I'm sure they would help you to have a better understanding of what you need to do. The phone numbers are 440-3556, 435-6945, or 435-6946, and the email address is gndird@ird.gd.
Yes.
I am Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for being with me here today. I've enjoyed the discussion here with Karine Maureen Alexander, who is a public relations officer, and Mr. Ferran Penny, who is a supervisor of assessment. This is Inside Finance. I want to wish you a blessed an enjoyable and fulfilling week. Join us here next week at the same time. We do it all over again. You can go to the website sgbcgrenada.com. You can go to the Ministry of Finance website. This program will be uploaded there. Special thanks to you and your family. Wish you well, and Grenada continue to do its best to ensure you succeed, and especially folks within the Ministry of Finance and the Tax Department. They want to make sure that we pay our taxes, but at the same time, want to make sure that we keep in line and they educate us. It's very good to hear from them. Take care. I'm Stanford Simon. Wish you a blessed week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.